Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's up? This is your favorite family podcast, Keeping Up with the Browns. I'm Darius Brown.
And I'm Micah Brown.
And today we are going to be talking about parenting with a purpose. And I just want to encourage parents today that are parenting, again, that maybe you're parenting with your spouse and you just need some tips or something. Micah and I are not parents yet, but we are expecting baby Brown in 2020, September.
Woo!
We are expecting baby Brown officially in September 2020. It was a surprise baby / honeymoon baby, but we are super excited, and Micah is feeling it this morning. So we're excited about that. And what we're going to do is we're going to interview one of a very influential couple that we look up to. I think the community looks up to. They are parenting right now, and we're just going to really dive in with them on some things, some healthy habits that they are having parenting. And I can't wait for you to get to hear them. We're going to have a good time with them. So we're going to introduce you to Trey and Tracy Baldwin.
Hello.
What's up, Trey? Welcome to our show. We are discussing today parenting with a purpose, bro. And I am so excited. I've already kind of introduced you and Trey and you and Tracy. I hope she's there. But if she's not, it's okay. and we just really want to encourage parents on this episode on what it means to parent with a purpose. And so, bro, thanks for adding us to your schedule. I know it's a crazy week for the nation. And and so, thanks for being here, Trey.
Man, we're excited to be here, man.
So, Trey, tell us about, just tell us, you know, introduce yourself. Just tell us what you and your wife do, how long you've been married, how many kids you have.
Yes. All right. So my name is Trey. I'm the associate pastor at Sports Life Church. Me and my wife have been married 11 years this year, 11 years. She also is a women's pastor at our church, but she also does a vocational job where she works at the Department of Veteran Affairs. And we have three lovely jewels. We have Camden. He is 9. We have Camille, who is 7. And we have Campbell, which is 6.
Oh, wow. Man, that's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump right into some questions that we have. and like I told the show earlier, like I said, Micah and I are not parents, but we work with youth and we understand the importance of parenting. And Micah and I, we've said it on previous episodes that we can tell a child when they come from good parenting. We're like, what? You know what you said? Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Like, wow. You know, like, just I'm astonished. Really, like, I'm overboard when I see children who are respectful, children who are kind to each other without their parents being there. Because it's a whole different thing when your parents are there. But when I get to see how you act in a school setting or a church setting or, you know, community event setting, and, you know, parents are not in the picture. And I'm like, man, something has been done at home. So, yeah, it's important. And I also announced that Mike and I are having baby Brown this year in September 2020.
What? Come on.
And so we're going to be parents. So we're really interested in what we can do. Yes. By the time this episode is out, we'll make the official announcement. But you're one of the first to know.
Hey, glory to the Lamb. Come on, just got my corn over here.
Yeah, so tell us what are some joys of being a parent. And you might want to speak up, not on speakerphone, but cause we can hear you really clearly.
Okay. So one of the joys for me as a parent is to watch, to watch my kids grow in every aspect of their lives, to be able to watch them make the mistakes and then try to figure out how to maneuver from those mistakes, but also just be able just to spend that one-on-one time with a mini version of myself. And Tracy gets to see that mini version of her, and we get to see the things that we prayed about, but also the things that we did to our parents as well, and just to be able to see what that looks like come to life, really. I just get to see that God gave us the opportunity to have a child and just watch this gift grow and watch them become into their own person. And the things that they say and the things that they do, our kids are involved in sports right now. And so just to watch them on the soccer field, on the football field, on the basketball court, to be able to watch their talents grow and be able to watch them just do the things that their little bodies can do right now. It just gives you just a warm compassion. The times that I'm mad at them when they did something wrong, but then also the times that they get to come in and they just love on you and say, "Daddy, you're the greatest," or "Mom, thank you for cooking dinner tonight." It's those moments that just give you pause.
Man, I love it. I love it, man. I can't relate yet, like I said, but that sounds amazing. Just watching what watching your child mature you guys are really cultivating that. And I love how transparent you guys always are. And once again, thank you so much for being here. The second question we have for you is, what challenges are you facing today as a parent? I know, I want you to kind of hit on like you, parenting with your wife.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We could talk about challenges. So, you know, some of the challenges, and I think this could be a common thread through most households, is, you know, parenting style. I mean, my parenting style is different than Tracy's parenting style. And so, when it especially comes to like discipline and just things that matter the most to each one of us, not saying either or is wrong, but just saying we come from different styles of parenting. And with case in point, when it gets to my son, Camden, I am hard on him as a father. Not because I don't love him, but I know as a young black male growing up, he has to walk through some things that some kids don't have to walk through. And so being able to pour on him and be tough on him and let him know, hey, you can't do these things, or you can't do this, or hey, I expect better out of you, I expect more out of you. And sometimes Tracy, my wife, would say that, babe, you're a little hard on him, you're a little tough on him. I said, well, I have no other choice. One, because I'm his father, and I have to make sure that he knows these things coming up. But it's the complete opposite when it comes to my daughters. It's the whole daddy daughter thing. That's real in the field. People say they don't. It ain't, but it is. when it comes to my daughters, I am probably a little bit more lenient, and she is a little bit more harder on them. They can say something, or hug me, and kiss me, and you know, it's a wrap for me. And so, but one thing that I do love is that when it comes to those type of parenting things and those type of parenting guidelines, we have conversations, we have communication about how we're going to walk through raising our children, especially when it comes to education. We're both on the same page with education. We're both on, for the most part, we're both on the same page about a lot of different things, especially our spiritual life. We're both, leaders in our church. And so we make sure that our children, they know church. And one thing that we have took a rule upon, and I love this rule, and I stand by it 100%, is that we do ministry as a family. There's not a moment where our kids are not involved in our ministry. I tell people, if there's a place that my child can't go, I shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And that's the rule. And that's the rule that I stand by. If my child can't come, then I can't be there. Because if you don't value my family, then you don't value me. And so I try to make sure that rule. And that's what preaching engagements and all. And so, you know, my son, he rolls with me pretty much anywhere we go when I go preach somewhere, or when we go, because we try to instill in them that you guys are a part of this. Mm-hmm. You're not just, hey, our kids. No, you are a part of what we do, and we invite it. So we do everything as a family. And so just to make sure that our kids understand the value of what we do, but also know that they're still important. Even when we're in meetings and my children come up, I'll say, like if I'm talking to you, Darius, or Micah, if we're in a conversation, then I'll pause and say, hey, guys, can you excuse me for a minute? Yes, Camden, how can I help? To let them know that even though daddy's working, they are still valuable. They're mm-hmm. still important. They're still needed. And so I think those times, especially in anything that you do, letting your children know that even though your daddy and mommy are working, they're still important, mm-hmm. you know, and taking those moments to give them the acknowledgement that they need.
Yeah. That's good, Trey. I mean, I'm learning. I'm sitting at your feet. I'm learning. And I love what you said, man. I think those moments too matter because they'll never forget that. They'll never forget, man. I know that mom and dad stopped what they're doing just when I was in need. That's so powerful. And I love what you said too about, you know, you and your wife communicating and being on the same page on a lot of things that way that mm-hmm. it's not too divided shield right. where they like, oh, I can do this around my mom, but not around my dad, you know? And
right,
so,
right, yeah.
I love that. So
that'll cause division in your marriage, man.
Mm-hmm.
That'll cause division.
Yeah. Right. Sure. So what's some healthy routines that you have set in place for your children? So what does every day look like at the Baldwin household?
Well, if I can be honest with you, guys, and I'm always going to be that on our Facebook page. So I believe that healthy routines are really what you make them. And I say that because life happens.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so really what we try to do is, we wake up every morning and we try to do breakfast and get kids out of the home and get to school. When we get home, the kids know that they do homework. So when they get out of school, they do their homework assignment, get a snack, and we're usually headed to some type of practice,
mm-hmm.
practice or church. We do that. We head to practice or we head to church. Do that. Get home. They know to shower. Then we'll either eat dinner before we get home, or they eat dinner at home. Nighttime routine, nighttime things. Brush your teeth, change your pajamas, get your clothes ready for the morning, and then they go to bed. That's kind of somewhat normal,
mm-hmm.
but again, our lives are. are chaotic, and so it really just depends kind of just on the week and the day. But we try to make sure that after they get up in the every morning and eat breakfast, that when they get home that they do their homework, and at nighttime that they get a get a meal. But there's really it's tough to have routine when your parents are busy with you guys. Would probably definitely fall into that category of busyness and schedule conflict, because sometimes Tracy had a late meeting, sometimes I'm at a late meeting, or we have multiple kids, so sometimes a kid has something, and so it's kind of hard to have a consistent routine,
mm-hmm.
But we try to do our best to try to implement that and keep that going. One mm-hmm. thing we do try to do is on Friday nights, we deem as family nights, so we don't book anything on Friday nights. And we deem that as Friday night, so we do something with the kids. We have a family game night. We have family movie night. That's one thing we do keep consistent, though.
That's good.
To make sure that our kids are priority. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. I like keeping certain days, you know, because like you said, in the midst of getting busy and everything, just keeping certain days. And Micah and I, we've also talked about having certain days where we're just focusing on our family.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Because I know a lot of times. My parents, they did the best they could with me, and I turned out all right. But, you know, like having those times where, like, hey, we're just going to put everything aside, and we just want to invest in you, because our children are our greatest investment, believe it or not. Like our children carry our last name. That's our inheritance. Like, that's our legacy. And so if we're not investing in them, then everything else that we do is a waste. And so I want our listeners just to remember that, like it's not who I can you know, who I can be on a date with. It's not like what's the latest fashion. It's not what's social media. It's not anything else, but our children matter. You know, like they're coming next.
Oh, they do.
And so
they are, they're a reflection of you, but they also, what people fail to realize is our children are our legacy. It's what we leave behind. It's what we do. What are you pouring into your legacy? What are you investing into your legacy? And I would say, but I said investing. What are you investing in? Because we feel like our children are not our investment, but they are. Mm-hmm. They are an investment. We invest in them. We invest in everything they do. And so what are you investing in your legacy? What does that look like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Well, man, I like what you said about, like, sometimes we have a routine. Sometimes our routine is messed up, but that's okay. Like, you know, because I think in our mind, we're like, man, we gotta make sure we stay on track. And you're like, sometimes it's not perfect. Sometimes we don't get to do what we wanted to do, or sometimes our schedule didn't allow us for something to happen. But it's okay, and we still have, you know, we still have set things in place. Like, I know that y'all have set church nights in place, set family nights in place, you know, set practices in place. So, I mean, your kids can stay healthy, and they learn how to work with a team, not just trying to be the best or to start a team, but you're learning how to work with a team, and you're learning how, you know, to lose and learning how to win. Mm-hmm. that's all important, you know, and I think that's important.
It's valuable, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so one last thing, just share any advice that you would have. I know this episode will be released when our world is in a pandemic. You're giving me a little bit of echo when you talk, but I just want you just to share just final thoughts on on any kind of advice you may have with parents who are at home with their children, and just using this time valuing this time that we have with our children. So any tips, any advice before we close the call?
Yeah. Oh, man, listen, I actually value this time because we've had to shut everything down and really just spend time with our family and have those moments, those one-on-one moments with our children. And so this time has actually been refreshing for us, even my wife, because we're always on the go. We're, hey, babe, see you later. Or, hey, kids, or kids going to be. And so having this time to, you know, sit down and build Legos with my son, or play soccer outside with my daughter, or do their hair or do nails. Taking these intentional moments, really, it's really been great to be intentional with our children. Mm-hmm. And so times like this is giving us the opportunity to really be intentional. What does that look like? You know what I'm saying? We don't have intentionality anymore. Mm-hmm. It's we're on the go. We do this, we do that. And so I have to. But now we're intentional. And so we've been trying to be intentional about, you know, reading with our children and spending time and actually listening to them. Last night we sat at the fireplace at nighttime for about an hour and a half and just let our kids tell funny stories. And we were silly and, you know, making funny faces and just really just spending some time to let them know that they are the most important people in our world. And just really just having a moment to fill up those love banks. Those quality time things. So it's been marvelous just to have. And so what I would tell people in a time like this is just to value. Don't think this as a punishment. A lot of people think this is a punishment. It's not a punishment. It's actually a time to value your family and really instate some family values and some moments to be honest and to be transparent and to be open and really just have those moments with your family, with your children. And we've learned a lot more in these last couple of days with our children because we've had the opportunity to actually be there and be in the moment with them and not just be passing by. So just be in the moment. Just be in the moment. Enjoy this moment. Embrace this moment and be intentional about it.
Yeah, I love that. I love with everything you said from, you know, being intentional with your children and learning them, because it's so important that we know who our children are. So that we can, I mean, not all children are the same. Some children, they are. Yes. And so it's important that we just learn who they are. And, you know, we know how to disciple them as parents. And thank you so much, Trey, for everything you shared. I think, man, we definitely got some nuggets on this, especially in the situation that that we are in today, I feel like we can stay on the rise. And thank you so much for applying pressure with us. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, you could just be like, you know what? I'm done. I'm just gonna sit in. I'm quarantined and done. But man, we still have the opportunity to be vessels in our community and just shine a light where for whoever may be listening. So thank you so much for being willing, last minute but willing. And yeah. Mikey, you got anything?
No, everything was really great. Like, yeah. I mean, I think that during this time, it's really hard to, like, set your mind. And I think that you guys have done a really good job mm-hmm. of setting that mindset and, you know, letting your children know that this is not a fear opportunity, but it's a time to get closer to family. So that's really important.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Trey. Well, we are going to keep you updated on everything that we're doing. And I want you to do the same for us. Let's support each other more than ever before. Thank you so much for being on the call, and y'all continue to do what you do, and we'll do the same.
Yes, sir. Y'all too, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
So that was a great interview with Trey Baldwin and his family experiences. And so, like I said, we just want our listeners to know that you can parent with a purpose, and there are so many resources out there for you. Like this podcast, there are resources that you can do research and look into the schools, look into churches, nonprofits, and find help, because you are not alone. A lot of times, when parents reach out to me because we lead youth ministry, and they'll be like, I don't know what to do. Reach out to someone who may have more experiences and just be willing to be open to new ideas and new suggestions on how you can parent with a purpose.
All right. Well, thank you for keeping up with the Browns today. And we want to encourage you to make sure that you subscribe to our podcast and listen to any other podcast on Rogue Media, because they're all worth listening to and all great. So thank you and have a great day.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.